If you want to help support our channel, head over to Patreon and become a VIP member today. And we sure will appreciate it if you did so, but this is Spring Break Day 2! What happened to my voice just now? It's like nothing would come out.
Hang on, it's because you have to hear the air horn right now.
Now spring your voice Break! Yeah! Boy, I love Spring Break. I love not working.
Oh, the woo girls are everywhere, baby.
Woo! I'll be right out there with them.
Yeah.
I remember the woo girls, man. I've experienced. Many a night at the bar, many migraine from a table 3 feet away, a bunch of people acting like bitches, except for every 5 minutes when they go,
yeah. It's like, shut up and calm down. Use your indoor voice, bitch. Did they teach that in kindergarten?
You know what's funny is one day I happened to be walking on the sidewalk past a school. And there was all these kids outside, and they were, like, talking and playing and being like kids are, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so then the teacher comes running up, and she starts yelling at the kids, like, you need to be quiet. We are outside. And then in my head, like, I didn't interfere with this situation, but in my head, I went, wait a minute. Now, hold on just a goddamn minute. If I...
Hold on just a goddamn minute. What's going on here?
If I remember correctly... Isn't this where you're supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, swear to God, hand on the Bible. That was, good. Not even all that long ago either.
Damn, they're reversing everything on these darn kids. What the hell? I know. Taxes.
This whole fucking world. I guess I don't understand anything about it anymore. I don't know when the fuck we changed that rule.
You and I both, man, because I don't know what the fuck they're being raised on now.
Fuck them. I don't have any. I'm not going to either. So it's whatever.
Exactly.
I say that. Now watch it. I'll be like 50 years old and I'll have an accident. And then my kid's going to be a teenager after I'm dead.
you'll have yourself a Matt Sorum where he's like 60 and I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they're going to get on the internet. Oh, I wonder what my dad's old podcast was like. I hate kids. I ain't never going to have no kids. Wow, what a piece of shit.
I think we have repeatedly said fuck them kids on this podcast. I think we have. Now you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I think we have kind of said fuck them kids. Oh, man. Anyway, fuck them kids. Welcome to Spring Break.
Spring Break, fuck them kids.
Come on, come in.
Well, yeah, the first dealer's choice here of Spring Break, the Spring Breakathon here on Guns N' Radio. So this is my dealer's choice. And I thought, you know, it'd be kind of apropos. I remember about a month or two ago, they announced the casting for the new reboot of the Fantastic Four. It's supposed to be coming out, I believe, sometime next year.
Are they fucking making another one?
Now that Marvel has the rights back, like Marvel and Disney, they have the rights back from Fox. Since they bought Fox, they got the rights back to the Fantastic Four. They're going to be implementing them at the MCU. So,
how many times are they going to reboot this motherfucker? Because they've rebooted it once since this, right?
Yeah, so this was 2005, then there's the sequel to that one.
Yeah,
and then they did nothing with it, and then they rebooted like in 2015. That was fucking horrible. Like, I watched about 30 minutes of it. I turned it off because it's so bad.
I didn't even bother seeing it. Was it worse than the one they made in the 90s?
Probably, yeah. Well, I mean, the one in the 90s, you can understand. It was low budget, and I don't think it was meant to ever be released anyways. But somehow, you know, the internet has its ways, and it makes its rounds. So.
Yeah, well, it was they had to make a Fantastic Four movie or lose the rights was the deal. And I believe, could be wrong. So they made this shitty movie with the never intended to, I think maybe aired on TV once or something. Then they stuck it in a vault to be forgotten about. I think they showed it like 4 a.m. on fucking some channel nobody watches. or something
only
like
Adult
that.
Swim was around back then. They would have aired that shit for April Fool's prank. Just like they did with
Room. Oh, did they show The Room on Adult Swim?
Yeah, I think like in 2008 or 2009 for April Fool's Day prank, they had like they just kept airing The Room on repeat.
Oh shit.
And I think the year after there they stopped doing that, but then like after the intro of The Room, they basically switched to Toonami and they had the anime block, and ever since then Toonami's been back. Like every nice. Saturday.
Nice.
Remember that was one of the old Adult Swim pranks they had this from the past.
Yeah, I remember the Aqua Teen movie in the little tiny box at the bottom of the screen.
There's that one. I remember they used to have they put like mustaches on all the characters throughout the shows.
I didn't see that one.
But it was pretty funny. Yeah, that was an early one, I believe they did.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Seems like they would have had to start working on that motherfucker like a year in advance to know what they were gonna air.
Yeah, or, well, they probably know at least a week in advance, and they just. Or whatever. That's it.
I don't know.
Editing, I guess.
I like to see one of those documentaries about what happened behind the scenes at Adult Swim, because I guarantee, especially in the era where it was like Space Ghost and Cartoon Planet and shit like that, those guys were fucking having a good time.
Oh yeah.
And we're about to have a good time too, because we're watching the music video to "Come On, Come In." We're gonna come on it. We're gonna come in it. We're gonna come around it. We're gonna. Coming all the places.
Yes. Well, it depends on what your kind of coming is.
I'm gonna hit play.
No hate preference. Let's go back to 2005, you know.
That's right. Let's go. Here we go. That's what the inside of my TV remote looks like.
It's what the inside of a lot of our electronics look like. You know, we just put, a big enough microscope on there.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they did. They just like cracked open a TV remote and then filmed it for a second.
Where they basically just gave it like a colonoscopy, you know.
Oh, there's a Marshall amp. It's not a Magna, or what's the one that he made himself?
Magnus? Thing? I don't know. Magna Carta Holy Grail. Oh, that's a Jay-Z album.
Yeah, fuck it. It's a cheap knockoff is what it is.
Yeah, I think it's still fine. I don't think he's officially fully ditched Marshall.
No. It turns out that was the rumors mill getting... It got exaggerated, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
From the album Promo Only.
Yeah, or actually from this album, actually, the physical.
Oh, nice.
And it's track number one on the Fantastic Four movie soundtrack.
Does the song actually appear in the movie?
To my knowledge, I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't seen this movie in forever.
Let's see. I got some, let's see here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know a few of these songs on the soundtrack did, but it could have been like at the credits or something. Who knows?
So Chris Evans is famously in this movie, who played Johnny Storm, a.k.a. the Human Torch. He would go on to be Captain America.
Marvel comic book character.
Yeah. With this whole Spider-Man universe thing that they did, it makes for an interesting possibility for multiverse crossovers here. Because you wouldn't have to pay two back.
Yeah, that's going to happen in the next like Avengers movie. Because now they're doing the multiverse stuff. Yeah, is it going to be like, you know, Captain America from, you know, MCU Earth, and like this is a separate Earth with its own shenanigans and all that?
They trade places.
Yeah.
I do trade like them this. Places. Maria
Menounos.
Menounos, yes, is credited via Wikipedia as a character simply called Sexy Nurse. And it's been a while since I've seen this movie, so.
So is this how she got the role on Extra? Someone wait, saw it, like, she... give me that sexy nerd.
She well, can post our new show. It doesn't say when she came in, and I don't want to leave this article and read about E Extra. Sounds boring.
Extra.
Yeah, I don't do the celebrity thing.
No, I think they got rid of those a while ago. Now they basically is like, yeah, we're just doing our thing here. Kill those kind of things off.
Hopefully. It's for the best.
Yeah.
I am smelling like some rolls that somebody gave me. I think I have
wearing
that.
He's wearing a t-shirt that's two sizes small for him.
It's too much pressure.
Mid-2000s, man. What an era for these rock stars. It's like Duff in a shot earlier there. He's wearing like, you know, like a shirt that's like two sizes too small. It's like, what the fuck, guys? What are you trying to like? Stop showing off skin. You're not chicks.
Well, you see, if you shave your belly and you wear a shirt that's too small to cover it, then you never get lint in your belly button. So, I mean,
that's also very true. I guess it works if you're like, you know, 6 foot tall and jacked, like, you know, Duff was.
It's kind of practical. Scott wasn't. He's a fucking twig. He's like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, I don't know. This face right now we paused on is scaring the shit out of me. It looks like he's like,
why are you guys like, talking about my belly button? For real? For real?
He's like, I'm very disappointed. And I want to be a manager.
This is really what you guys chose to focus on when reviewing my music video?
Hey, man, we just paused it at a specific moment. It shit happens. I'm just a
stranger. My lead to just... What we ought to do is I ought to get, I've got a friend of mine that's a psychic, and I ought to get her in and see if we can do a post-humor, how do you pronounce that
post-mortem?
Word? Post-mortem? No, the word I'm looking posthumous? For, posthumous, there we go. A posthumous interview with Scott Weiland via Medium. I don't think she would do that. Too much opportunity for, I don't know. I'll ask her. We'll see. Yeah, I don't want her to think I'm making fun of her or nothing, because I tap dance around the issue of I don't believe in this shit every time I talk to her. But I will say she did listen to the episode, because I think I said it to you when we decided to air it, that damn, now she's going to hear this and it's going to piss her off, where Vince Neil calls a psychic.
Oy.
She did listen to that episode, it turns out, and she did message me about it, and she thought it was fucking hilarious. So
at least she's got a sense of humor.
Oh yeah. Come child, I'm gonna take you to a place inside of me that's aching. Always take you to the limit, one foot hanging off the precipice. What city is this that they're in?
I don't know, Marvel City. I mean, Fantastic Four is based in New York. Like 90% of the superheroes are all in New York and Marvel.
I know, man. Why would anybody live in fucking New York in this fucking...
Yeah. It's like the Gotham City of Marvel. you're fucked if you live there.
Yeah, did I see a quick flash of Silver Surfer, or was that Doctor Doom?
This is Doctor Doom, yeah. Silver Surfer was the villain in the second movie. The first one was like the whole origin thing, and then they threw in Doctor Doom and kind of did a shitty job of that. So
yeah, I couldn't remember who was the villain in this movie, because like I said, it's been a while since I've seen this fucking... Piece of shit. All right, let's hit play. Wait a minute, is that the Incredible Hulk that he's choking? No. That ain't the dude that plays the Incredible Hulk now.
No.
Kind of looks
like
it's
not Mark Ruffalo. Come on,
it's the escalation. Wouldn't that be some shit though if they like used all of the MCU guys in this shitty Fantastic Four movie as like shitty side ass characters?
That'd be interesting, honestly. You know, look at where our careers have gone now. Now we're making millions instead of, you know, bucks.
They weren't even in the movie. They're extras in the Velvet Revolver music video.
I'll take that.
That'd be funny, though. Come here, feel the stimulation. Well, he's even, Scott Weiland's even got like that Batman utility belt on for this movie. I noticed just now.
Oh, yeah. He's like Tommy Wiseau. He's going to have like 75 keys on just hanging on the side there. You know, this all opened up all the rooms, you know, one for every condo in California I own. Don't ask how I make my money. This is, anyway, how your side story?
Tommy Wiseau, no need to tell you about money. Tommy Wiseau got money. Tommy Wiseau do real good with money. He very nice. Yeah, don't have. Okay, Tommy, where'd you get money? Oh, Tommy Wiseau not going to tell where he got money.
No, no, it's not important, okay? I'm from North Louisiana. I'm Cajun. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, how's your sex life?
You're not. Oh, man, that's fucking hilarious. See, what they don't show you is this Fantastic Four shit is all just murals that's painted in Duff's bedroom.
What did Southern let him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got one of those race car beds.
Yeah. Where's my hot wheels? What a beautiful Southern. Up out here from there.
Oh, man. I love that we've painted Duff just to be a complete idiot on this show when he's literally the smartest motherfucker in the whole band.
He's very much an intellect, especially for a guy who almost blew out his old pancreas. So,
wasn't it Slash that Tara and Robin said was an idiot?
Well, he was a himbo.
A himbo is the same thing. Yeah.
Himbo, yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess.
That was the first time I ever heard it.
Yeah, we did Stoner Slash a while.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah, man. I'm so fucking high.
Oh, yeah, fuck, man. Is this the Fantastic Four?
I love how we've, like, in recent months, we've kind of pulled, this season in general, we've kind of pulled away from all the characters as AI voices has come along and made this whole character thing so much fucking easier for us to do rather than me just putting on a different character and showing a picture.
Yeah.
Kind of like this. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Where's the Human Torch? I need to light a cigarette.
Oh, that'd be funny, man, if, like, the Human Torch light slashes cigarette right before the big
yeah, it's like this, like
guitar solo. Yeah. That's a missed opportunity for this music video.
Oh, fuck. That would be a perfect crossover with Marlboro.
Yeah. I see Matt Sorum decided to take the wig off. Oh, there's our boy Dave. Oh, not anymore.
Dave Kushner. And now Duff. Dave, you gave him a second of camera time? Now back to Duff.
Yeah, keep it coming, Scott. Keep it coming. Is he wearing bell bottoms? Keep it coming.
I don't know. Or maybe like the jeans are flared out a bit.
Or maybe his legs are just so skinny and that's why he looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Probably, yeah. You know, if Shaggy was like the lead singer of a band, you know. I think if Shaggy was lead singer in a band, he'd be doing like ska.
I told you, man. I told you. Look at him. Like 100 pounds soaking wet. Rest in peace, though, man. I don't want to make fun of the man too much. He is dead. I keep forgetting that when we do these reviews that Scott's not with us. Yeah.
It's tragic, man. But we do respect the talent. We're just having, you know, trying to make this better game in here. Yeah. But I do respect the talent that Scott had.
Oh, yeah. 100%. My mind has been racing. Got some. I think Velvet Revolver, though, would have done a lot better had Slash and Duff and Matt chosen a lead singer they could get along with rather than, like, it's like they went from Axl to Scott, right? And it's it's like those old fables where you rub a monkey's paw and all your problems are changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you still have all the problems, but now they're all changed. And that's what they did. They rubbed the monkey's paw, and all their problems with a lead singer was changed.
It seems like it, yeah. Well, it's weird, though, because, like, dude, Scott got sober when they started writing the second album. So you thought maybe that would have been better. Yeah, but then I guess it just didn't work out.
I guess that's why that album sucked.
Well, it was okay. It wasn't as good as the first one.
Let's see. We're talking about Libertad, right?
Yeah, Libertad.
Libertad. I don't know. Well, so far I'm looking at the database. We hadn't given it bad reviews except one song. And that is...
There's a couple good tunes on there, though. Like, there were the Messages, which is like a bonus track, which should have been on the main album. It was a really good song.
Oh, yeah. I would have kicked off Mary Mary for... Looks like I absolutely hated Mary Mary, but was being real nice about it, but I don't actually remember the review.
Yeah. Girl, come inside, I know
you. There's a fire inside of you that's growing. The Human Torch.
Yeah.
getting busy.
I understood reference. Chris Evans.
Yeah, there's a fire inside of you and it's growing. That's a good Fantastic Four, huh?
Hell yeah. Always
to limit. That's when she spice. Hey-o. Spicy dick.
Damn.
Oh, somebody Google spicy dick and let me know what you see in the comment section.
Yeah.
Please no pictures, though.
I was going to say the same thing. No pics, because we want to see it happen.
We're going to go back to our Discord, and it's going to just be filled with spicy dick.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that was actually... that was my nickname in college.
Did you put, like, Taco Bell sauce on your locker?
Well, I know, but I did work at the Mexican restaurant back in those days at the time. And, you know, sometimes we didn't always wear pants in the kitchen. It wasn't required. And then, you know, we'd be mixing up the salsa and it would splash around and, you know.
You just turned that capasso with your fucking kikatsu.
Look, man, when both of your hands are full making burritos and stuff because there's so much demand, you got to use something to stir the salsa with, okay? You can either do the helicopter move or you can stick your shoe in there. And the difference is my shoe was dirty.
What the fuck?
Not the precipice. What?
I was like, what the fuck just happened there?
Fucking know.
Creative content.
Just making shit up. I ain't never worked in no fucking Mexican restaurant. Taco Bell, but you know. No, I never worked at Taco Bell.
That's Mex-American at this point.
Yeah. At Taco Bell, if you don't stir the sauce with your dick, they think you're doing it wrong. So they're like, this salsa has a lot less flavor today. You guys are really dropping the ball. Hang on, ma'am.
They're gonna say you're not living Maz enough. Whatever.
Try it now. Slogan. Perfect.
Oh my god, so much protein. Nutrients.
It's like dipping a tea bag in the water.
Let me just do a squat. Let me do a lunge.
Do some squats over the pepper.
Yeah. 100.
Oh, gross. It makes me think of when you're, oh man, like when the toilet, I don't know why this made me think about it, like when the toilet clogs and the water comes up and touches your balls.
Oh, jeez. You get that little splash?
Oh, yeah. Poseidon's kiss?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I just flushed the toilet off like using another toilet paper.
I'm saying Poseidon, right?
Yeah.
The kiss of Poseidon. That's what that's called. When you flush the toilet, it splashes your butt.
Yeah, but that or, like, you splashes, like, just, like, one of your, like, little googly shocks there.
Oh man, I hate that. Especially when you get older, they do get bigger.
They just go. It is true, man. They drop as years go by.
Yeah. I sent my dad a text a few weeks ago, and I was like, "Do your balls get bigger as you get older?" And he didn't reply for like 15 minutes. And I said, "Can I?" I'm even though
I'm
we're
just curious.
even though
Asking for a
we're in
friend.
completely different regions of the United States, he lives in the South. I live in the Midwest. I could hear him laughing at this text message. So I had to send him a follow-up text. If I sent him a text, I didn't when I didn't get a response after like 15 minutes, I knew he was like laughing at this. But I sent him a second text, and I was like, "No, seriously, I need to know this. Like, I'm being serious. I know it's really funny, but really." And his answer was, "Yep, get used to it."
They're gonna look like the fucking Johnny Knoxville bad Krampa, where they're just fucking down in the leg.
Oh, when the dog. When the dog comes up and starts like chewing on him, and he goes, "He reminds me of my ex-wife."
Oh my goodness. Come on, feel regeneration. Come in, feel the elevation.
I know he says I'm a man that's got a secret, but I swear that time I heard cigarette.
Let me. I keep seeing. I have the lyrics here. So he does say, "I'm a man who's got his secrets," but
Oh,
sometimes,
yeah.
yeah, I can see why you would think it would sound like cigarettes.
I'm a man who's got a cigarette. There's a
That's
fire
probably like,
burning.
the original version that Slash wrote. Like, he wrote the original version of Paradise City.
Huh. Yeah, it's about a pack of Marlboros.
Yeah, like Paradise City for Slash is about like fat chicks. Now the song's just about him wanting Johnny, the Human Torch, to light a smoke for him. Forgot my Zippo at home, man. Fuck.
I forgot to do our shtick. So why don't you read us some lyrics and let's dissect the storyline of the song here.
Right. Oh, hang on. Let me get the. Okay. I am just a stranger. Might lead to just a little danger. Come, child, I'm gonna take you to a place inside of me that's aching. Always take you to the limit. One fool hanging off a precipice. Come on, it's the escalation. Come and feel the stimulation. I'm a man who's got his secrets. Keep it coming, yeah. Keep it coming, yeah. I've beat the rest. And it's the chorus,
Beat.
yeah, yeah. Now you won't save me, 'cause I've been through all the rest. Keep it coming, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Keep it coming. Oh, there he goes. He's gonna light the
Okay,
cigarette.
there you go. Slash, hurry up, get your Marlboros out here. This perfect time. Hey,
When you're a
everyone watching at home, put your cigarette right to the screen now.
when you're a 13-year-old boy and you've been home alone the last 6 hours.
Yeah. You're in your backyard, you're like, what do I do if I rub two sticks together?
No, I was talking about jerking off till you set your hand on fire with the friction.
Well, that's true. You could be like that one kid in Brazil who jacked himself off to death.
Really?
Yeah, this is a story like years ago. This kid's like addicted to like, doing the whatever. I think he did like so many times in a row, basically nothing was there. And your blood can only rush so much, to your penis. It's got to go elsewhere. Basically, boom, done.
I'm gonna Google this. Can you die from jacking off? Okay. Google says no, the top thing says no, you won't die, but you'll probably be sore and pretty tired, but masturbation alone does not kill. No. It says if you have a high enough blood pressure, probably from age or a bad lifestyle, you could burst a blood vessel or cause a heart attack. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna have to start eating better. According to Men's Health Magazine, 100 people die from masturbating every year. I'm pulling this
Holy
up.
shit.
Yeah, we're giving you guys some education here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Da, 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 da.
According to the Fantastic Four, you have to pull your penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is important. According to a German study, 100 people pass away from risky moves involved in rubbing one. Oh, risky moves. So, like, and then the number one thing they list is autoerotic asphyxiation.
Well, that's obvious.
Well, no shit. What, but really, like, 100 people die from choking themselves while they jack off? I just don't get that. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a little more than most. You'd think like 5, but like 100. Yeah, okay.
Listen, I'm going to provide a service for our audience right now, okay? If you're a person that can only get off from autoerotic asphyxiation, come over to Dustin Bones, pay me $300, and I'll show you my moves that I use. And they've always worked for me. They're time-tested since I was 13 years old. Actually, since I was 7, let's be real. I've had 30 years to perfect this technique, and it works for me every time, and I never have to choke myself to be able to finish. Okay, $300. Give me a call. I'll show you the technique to use, and then I'm saving lives here. Okay, $300 to save your life is not a lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
matter of fact, saying this should be our next page here, then.
Yeah, go ahead and drop us a super chat.
Dude, one exclusive Patreon tier, one of one. That's it. One time payment.
We'll show you the diagram of the technique I use. I love how like to get the, since I'm so close up, I have to do it like isn't it, I don't jerk off like it. I mean, I guess it'd be more like
a howdy doodly, like doing a fast walk.
But see, like, this doesn't look as good on camera as this.
Well, that just looks like you're punching yourself in the penis repeatedly. Like, what are you trying to, like, you're like Michael Jackson whenever, you know, he's dancing with his fucking dick or whatever.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. Let's get off this fucking topic. I think Dave here looks like a supervillain in this video.
I mean, he could be. I don't know. Maybe like in a DC movie, you know. it could be like a random henchman for like the Penguin or something.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you. Have you ever seen the Batman villain? Have you ever seen the Batman villain Egghead?
Maybe. It's a very Vincent obscure Price. One. I don't... What? Vincent Price?
Yeah, Vincent Price played Egghead in Batman.
Wait, was it an animated thing?
No, it was Adam West era.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Yeah, Google it. And then we take that take that Egghead character and we put him in the dark and gritty Dark Knight version.
It's fucking ridiculous. Why does he have, like, the head of, like, Megamind?
Well, that's his gimmick. And he Egghead, yeah. I think he has, like, eggs that, like, have different fucking gases and chemicals. Some explode, some knock you out.
Harness the power of unborn chicken.
I know, right? Yeah. Oh, my
goodness.
But see, you take that character and you move him into that Dark Knight Batman universe. What do you call that? Is it Christopher Nolan?
Oh, like trilogy?
Yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy. Yeah. And then there's Dave Kirshner, and he can come in and play.
Yeah, he'll be like the first guy like Batman defeats in like the opening scene. Just establish, you know, Gotham and the shots.
Yeah, hang on. Sorry. All right, let's go. Wait, why are they in the desert all of a sudden?
Oh no, the green just changes everything, you know. It's the green screen, dude. Yeah, are you on mute, Dustin?
Oh shit, yeah, I'm trying to change.
I'm like, wait a minute.
What I said, did you hear me say the desert thing, or was that just coincidence?
No, that I heard you say it. I
Okay.
was saying, wait, that's the green screen, because they probably did this on a green screen. They're doing all the different locations,
Yeah.
you know, with the comic book style, which I do appreciate. It's really cool.
Oh yeah,
Especially
it's
because it, cause it
obvious.
was tie-in.
That part's obvious. I'm just trying to put together the storyline here and figure out what the fuck's going
Yeah,
on.
there isn't really much. It's just like, here's a promotion for the Fantastic Four movie. You like Velvet Revolver? You may like this movie, so.
Eh, that's a pretty big leap. I'm sorry, do what?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Velvet Revolver was huge at the time, too. Like, they just dropped their first album in 04. They're probably, like, touring and stuff. They're a pretty big deal. It's like, why not, you know, get this band at, like, their big hype, big, I guess, their peak, basically, essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, do something with them.
That backing riff on Rhythm reminds me of Inner Sandman. Because, like, you've got the guitar
it's
solo.
Very simple. Yeah.
And then in the background, you've got da na 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 na. Like, you know.
A little bit. Yeah, like, you know, Kirk Hammett's, like, shredding the fuck out of a guitar. And then you just have, like, James Hetfield playing the most basic, playing just the remnants of, you know, earlier riffs from before.
Yeah. Oh shit, Scott Weiland's the Kingpin.
Yeah.
We found our villain.
That's for maybe a future Spider-Man movie.
Ah, oh yeah, there you go. It's like in Doom where it turns out like the Rock was the bad guy or some shit like that.
Oh fuck, I haven't seen that movie before. Ooh.
I haven't either. I don't remember exactly. I just remember he does a heel turn in the movie.
I mean, I do like the idea of, like, it being in, like, first person, because, like, oh, well, Doom was a first-person shooter. We could do that. But it just, like, it's kind of fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fucking video game movies back then were just, I don't know, either were really bad, a lot of them. They finally got a bit better in the last 5 years, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought Mortal Kombat was pretty good, but I mean, granted, I was in like third grade when that motherfucker came
out. The first one, yeah, that wasn't bad. The sequel was a fucking shit show.
Yeah. When are we going to get a live action Crash Bandicoot movie? That's what I want to know.
Who knows? I don't care. Well, they'll probably do like an animated thing like they did with the Super Mario Brothers movie. I think that could work.
Need live action. Who will play Crash Bandicoot? So if it's not Pete Davidson, then. I don't know. I want Pete Davidson as Crash Bandicoot.
I can't unpicture that now. That's too good.
And Jack Black can play Cortex. And
no, we could have like something goofy like Christopher Walken.
No, Christopher
Crash
Walken.
Crash Bandicoot. Talking to.
I want Christopher Walken to play that. That one scientist that's like, Crash! Crash! The good one, you know?
Oh, man.
And then we'll get then we'll get Samuel L. Jackson to play the mask that goes, Ooga, ooga, boop, boop, boop.
The Aku Aku.
Yeah, Crash and Brock. Then, Ooga, booga, motherfucker!
Save me, 'cause I have been through all.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Come On, Come In by Velvet Revolver. It's in the rear view for us now, though. So, but we got a little more business to discuss, because we want to tell you to be sure to come back to this channel not next week, the day after tomorrow, on Friday, because we've got a very special review that we're going to be doing on that, and we're going to have more information on that in just a little bit. So stay tuned to the end of the podcast right now. Chris, you want to go first, kind of give us your final thoughts on this music video?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Look, I got the soundtrack right here. I remember I thought I had it. I was like, I actually went to my B collection downstairs, and I found it. There you go. Track number one, Come On, Come In. Nice. Probably one of the main reasons why I bought this album. Who knows? There's a couple other songs there, too. I do like the CD, though. It's pretty cool. It's like the design and shit. It's kind of printed on there.
That's pretty cool. Nice.
It's orange, you know, because of the thing, you know, it was a big orange brick of fucking cum or some shit. I don't know.
It was the thing. It's his fault. Literally. What other artists are featured on this? I'm curious.
Let's see. Oh, I remember there was a Sum 41 track on here.
Really? It
was exclusive to the soundtrack. Yeah, if you've heard of the song Newts by Sum 41.
Newts. I don't know. I'll have to go look it up.
Yeah, there's a Simple Plan song on here. Alter Bridge was also on the soundtrack. So this is the earliest coincidence of Slash and Miles Kennedy being this close.
I know, right? They almost touched.
Yeah. Yeah, who else? There, it was a bit of a mix of everything. I think your rock, your hip-hop on here, too. Yeah, real crazy mix. Taking Back Sunday.
Oh, I remember them.
Ben Moody, the old guitarist from Evanescence. He had a soul try here.
Huh. I wondered whatever happened.
Breaking Point. I don't know if anyone's heard of Breaking Point, because they were a band. And then you had some rappers, man. You had like Lloyd Banks, Chingy was on here.
I don't think we can say that anymore. That sounds like a slur.
Well, there's a rapper named Chingy, man. You remember Right There?
Huh? Right There. Oh, yeah. I like the way you do that.
Way you do that Right There. Yeah, that's Chingy, bro.
Okay. Anyway,
I mean, it sounds a little bit exactly. Anyway, I like that it's good. I mean, for a soundtrack song, it's actually pretty decent, because usually 85 to 90% of soundtrack songs are phoned in. You can kind of tell as well. But this one, I think, was... It seems like it was a pretty decent, like, maybe it was like a leftover from, you know, the Contraband's recording sessions, maybe. Or they actually recorded something new and original for it. But, you know, building off of, I guess, the success of that first album and how a lot of those tracks on there are pretty good. This was actually a good song, you know. Shout out to the music video for, like, pretty much, I guess, promoting the movie. But it's also cool. You know, you have the whole Revolver mixed with the sort of comic book motif of, you know, them being in like the comic frames, you know, moon panel. It's probably the best thing about this movie. So, yeah, I would say a solid 3 out of 5.
All right. Well, I'm in a similar situation. I thought it was all right. I really liked it myself, but not like, it wasn't my favorite thing I've ever heard Velvet Revolver do. But I can't hate on it. I mean, it wasn't all that bad. I think I'll go 3 out of 5 also. It was a little bit over average, but I mean, I have heard them do better, but I've heard them do worse too. So, I mean, you know,
that is true. We've definitely heard worse.
Yeah. But what did you think? Head on over to gunsandradio.com. Well, actually, if you're watching on YouTube, leave your thoughts on this in the comment section below. Everybody else, head over to gunsandradio.com, get your free invite into our Discord, and let us know your thoughts on the song also.
Yeah. While you're at it, guys, hit the like button, hit subscribe. We got more shit coming up right here.
We do. We do indeed. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hand over the mic to Mr. Caputo. Tell us, what are we going to be watching, not tomorrow, on Friday, as we close out week one of spring break 2024. Yeah.
To close out week one here, spring break 2024, one thing out of a spring break is, you know, a big dance music festival, Ultra Music Festival, always takes place around Miami, you know, end of March, kind of around a little bit around this time, maybe a bit before then by the time this airs. But I remember there was one performance there. It was very iconic. You know, the merger of two of my worlds here. So it's going to be David Lee Roth appearing at Ultra Miami 2019 premiere, and I guess sort of quote unquote perform a remix to Van Halen's Jump. So we're going to be doing our little watch along of that moment. So definitely check that out Friday. We're covering into like different genres now. Spring break here on Guns and Video. Got to mix it up, you know. We did a little bit of dance stuff when we reviewed Ashbus, a couple of solo songs. So, I mean, this is more on the actual like EDM, like, you know, people side of things.
Yeah, this will be interesting, man. I'll be looking forward to seeing it. And you can see it now, by the way, if you head over to patreon.com/gunsandradio, you don't have to wait until tomorrow or until Friday to get Friday's episode. So head on over and get that early access, because you also get week two of spring break. It's available right now.
If and no.
At every now, boy. So anyway, we look forward to seeing you over there. Thank you guys for watching, and we will see you next time. And until then, I'm Dusty Bones.
And I'm Chris Caputo. Spring break continues. We close out the first week of spring break. It's Friday. You're going to want to check it out. Don't miss it. We'll see you then. Peace.